Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm here with Wendy, and we got our guest here too, Nicole Matthews. But Wendy, first, before we get to the guest, can we talk a little politics here or anything?
Do we have to?
Yeah, progressive politics, I guess, right?
I'm pretty sick of it, but I know it's going to be for a long time now. So, all right, what do you want to talk about?
Well, the person that you seem to be champion won last night.
I know.
So you should be happy.
I am happy. It's a very small state and it's a very white state. So we'll see when it gets to the bigger, more diverse states, what happens with these candidates. But for the last two states that they had the polls in, I'll take it.
Definitely, definitely. And then our own Amy Klobuchar took third place.
I saw that.
Which is pretty amazing.
I was really shocked. She kind of came up from behind.
Well, for me, it's blue no matter who, so I won't say anything bad about our candidates. And no. I think any one of them could beat 45.
Yes, I do too.
So I'm excited about that. And then we got...
We have to stay positive and go forward.
So Pete...
Buttigieg.
What is it?
Buttigieg.
Okay.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Oh, wait.
Well,
say it again, Eric.
Yeah, I believe it's pronounced Buttigieg, almost like judge.
Mayor Pete.
Like judge, but judge.
Yeah.
We're just saying Mayor Pete from now on. And then maybe President Pete. That's a too many P's, though. So that was cool. And then, you know, one of my relatives' favorite, one of my native relatives' favorites, you know, one of the Yang gangs, they got out of the...
Yeah.
I liked
Yang
him.
Yang left.
Because math is good and thinking is good. So.
Yes, it is.
So it's very interesting.
They need a lot of money to move along to the different, to more states. And they just, you know, he just didn't have the number. So it made sense. And it was a mathematical equation that he put together. Yeah. And he said, mathematically, I'm not going to go anywhere. So I have to take myself out.
I know the previous shows on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, talked about the other news. So I would like to just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And maybe we were talking a little before the show. I think you have a great little public service announcement you'd like to talk about.
Oh, I do. I was just wanted to talk to people really quickly about the flu shot. It's not too late. I'm a pharmacist. It's not too late to get the flu shot. And every year, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, they get together and they put their heads together and they say, okay, what bug is going to affect us this year? And they kind of guess at it. So it's not an exact science. So really the flu shot, believe it or not, is really only about 30%, only gives you about 30% protection. However, the flu shot that you get today may protect you 2 years from now, because every year it's a different flu bug that they incorporate into the flu shot. So every year you get the flu shot, you're being protected at least somewhat. And if you do get the flu, your symptoms won't be as bad if you didn't get the flu. So get the flu shot. It's still not too late.
If you remember, that's what sold me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going, well, I never get the flu. And then but when you told me that information, which is very important, that maybe next year, the strain is...
The strain, might be from this year's flu shot.
And did I say that right?
Strain.
Yeah. I said Strand.
That's so maybe, okay. I can't say Buttigieg.
I was going to say Mayor Pete.
That's okay.
Write that down, right. Mayor Pete. Oh, look at
So.
Well, that's get right to our guest, because I'm excited because we've had on our other show people that work at the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, but we have the executive director today, and we're really excited to have Nicole Matthews here. Thank you for being on Pilot's Progressive Party.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So there's a lot of things I want to talk about, but let's just first talk a little bit about the event that's happening this Friday. And I want to bring it up a couple of times during the show.
Yes, we have our Murdered and Missing Indigenous Relatives March on Friday. We have speakers starting at 11, and then we have the march that starts at noon, in which will be led by our youth and our elders. So we have probably about 500 kids from area schools that are going to be there, maybe more, that are going to lead us as they are doing all over the country, leading us.
Well, looking at, my experience was last year. The year before, I walked out of school and tore my quad tendon a week before the Super Bowl, so I couldn't make anything. I was like, I don't know, what was I doing, Wendy?
Pretty much sitting on the couch, and I was waiting on you.
Them were the days.
Those days are over.
Way over. But this last year, it was exciting because there was over 1,000 people from Chicago, politicians mm-hmm. speaking. It was very awe-inspiring.
Yes.
Yeah, and you were the MC. Are you going to be the MC again this year?
I am going to be the MC again.
Yeah.
So tell us. Whoops, sorry, tell us what the organization is, what it does, what it stands for.
Sure. So we have been around since 2001, and we're a statewide tribal coalition. So we work with the 11 tribes in Minnesota and the Urban Indian Programs and advocates around this state, and also any advocates, not only Native advocates, but advocates who are serving Native women and Native victims of sexual assault and sex trafficking and domestic violence. Additionally, we're a national tribal technical assistance provider. So we work with tribes across the country and urban Indian programs who are addressing sex trafficking. And then we also work with tribal sexual assault services program grantees. So we're both in Minnesota organizing and then providing training around the country. In fact, we just held a national conference on sex trafficking in Indian country 2 weeks ago in Tucson.
Wow, that's exciting. And the march on Friday, is that just to bring awareness?
Yeah, so this march was started, I can't remember if it was 5 or 6 years ago, and it was the Native Lives Matter Coalition that really held it first, in partnership with or in solidarity with the Singer Rivers Red marches that were happening in Canada to really raise awareness of this issue. And so the first year we were just invited to come and to partner with them. And we came and it was cold. It was 25 below. And I know it's expected to be cold this year, but I don't think it's going to be that cold. So, you know, and we had about 150 people there. And they had organized survivors and relatives to speak. And really it's a day about raising awareness about increasing the visibility for Native women and for our Native relatives. And I think also it's about lifting up our voices and just, you know, sending a message that we're here, that we're not going anywhere, that we expect that someone's going to do something about this issue.
I love that it's on Valentine's Day. I really do. And I get the connection.
Yeah. Is it always on Valentine's Day? And is that the reason why you wear red?
It is on Valentine's Day. And so it started on Valentine's Day, the Singer Rivers Red. And I think red has to do with us as Native people, is, you know, identifies us as Native people. It also is, you know, also a color for Valentine's Day. So it's a great sort of partnership of that color. There is a national event or a national day, May 5th, that is organized around this cause, around murdered and missing Indigenous women. And so, you know, we also support communities who are doing organizing around that. We support the national efforts. But in Minnesota here, we have had so much, you know, momentum around the February 14th. And if we can get people out when it's cold on February 14th to march, to take to the streets and to really lift our voices up, then let's do it.
Yeah. Do you have to be Native to march on February 14th with
you? No, absolutely not. We have people from all walks of life. And I will also say that we do also have a truck for our elders or for people who don't have the ability to march. But you do not have to be Native. We invite all of our relatives. We invite the entire community. In fact, this year we have people from South Carolina coming. We have they spoke at the march last year and the year before, a group of African-American girls from Chicago who are coming.
Very powerful last year, very powerful.
Yeah, my daughter and I actually traveled out there on Martin Luther King Day and spoke to their girls group to prepare them for what this march is about, to talk about the ways that our communities are connected, and also to talk about the, you know, the high rates of murdered and missing African-American women and girls and the correlations between mm-hmm. murdered and missing Indigenous women. And then we also taught them the song that we'll be singing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're prepared and they're ready.
This is awesome. And I plan on going Facebook Live. I think it's just an awesome thing. I'm looking over, Mary Kunish Podine will be there speaking, yeah. and she was there last year, and she's on our other show, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake at 1 to 3 on Saturdays. And she gives us great updates every week. Also Ruth Buffalo, who's on our show. She's going to be there, and she's, that iconic picture of her, with the fist raised after she got sworn in full regalia just inspires me. I think it should be a t-shirt, and that's great. And also see too, Governor, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan will be there, and she's awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. Her story, and now with her father passing away, her story's changed a little bit, and really has a lot to say about him and how he inspired her. So, and then also our favorite governor, Lieutenant Governor Tim Walz, will mm-hmm. be there.
Yeah. That's right. So if I wanted to go, where would I go and meet? And do I have to sign up?
You do not have to sign up. It's at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. We will have, again, we'll have speakers starting around 11. And so we'll have the event inside in the gym. And if you want to just come for the rally or for the march, that is perfectly fine. We'll be lining up outside right around noon, and we'll be heading out from there. We'll be lining up. We've had some issues in the past years about, because it's gotten so large, we want to make sure that people can, that are accessible, that they can get out of the doors. And so we'll be lining up in the parking lot of the American Indian Center. And so there will be no parking for the public at the Indian Center. So
Let's talk a little bit more about that, because I have a lot of questions to talk about murdered and missing Indigenous folks.
Okay.
Because we always on our other show talk about the boys too, yeah. and say a prayer about that before our show.
People always think it's just women who are affected by this, but it's also boys and men.
Right. Absolutely. Exactly. So this is a really exciting show right now, and you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and we're here with Nicole Matthews, Executive Director of Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, been around since 2001 and does great things. So I did a perfect out, and we still have a minute to talk, Wendy.
Oh, that's okay. Eric could bring up the music if he wants.
Yeah, if he's listening. Hey, Eric. Hey, you're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and this is Pilots Progressive Party.
Hi, it's Tom, and if you're struggling with what to get her this Valentine's Day, stop in at Continental Diamond for their Lila necklace. Starting at $5.95, this bezel solitaire necklace features a contemporary side diamond she's sure to love, and it's only on hand at Continental Diamond. Or surprise her with a pair of diamond studs available in many sizes and prices. So cherish her with Continental Diamond, your Valentine's Day headquarters, located in St. Louis Park, adjacent to West End, or at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, a world without work.
As technology advances, more and more people will lose their jobs to automation.
But maybe there will be new jobs that we haven't even thought of yet.
Yeah, but what if that doesn't happen?
Then we'll all live off our universal basic income.
A world without work, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
February is the month of love. Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics. And when's the last time you gave your carpet some love and attention? Not only is your carpet one of the biggest investments in your home, but it's also the biggest air filter. So breathe better this month and get 3 rooms zero-res clean starting at only $119. And because love has no limits, zero-res will throw in a free hallway cleaning and will take 10% off your entire bill if you get your air ducts and carpet cleaned together. But you have to mention AM 950 when you call. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio. Tune to us live on Saturdays or listen to our podcast. We've had fantastic shows. We started off talking about joy in the food movement, the Emerging Farmers Conference, PolyMet, Fake Organics, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, which is coming up this year. We also had a show on the coronavirus and how it can be passed from animals to humans. And we talked with George Broody from the Land Stewardship Project about climate change and agriculture. Tune to Food Freedom Radio or listen to us on podcast, am950radio.com.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
Welcome to Tyler's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And Wendy and I are here with Nicole Matthews, who's executive director at Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and the great work you do. And I think we were talking a little bit during the break, and I think a good thing to do is let's start from the beginning. You know, let's educate our listening audience and what your group does.
Okay, yeah. So as I was saying, in Minnesota, we're a tribal coalition, and we do some organizing with the people around the state. And many people don't even know what a coalition is or what the purpose is. And so we always say we like to think of ourselves as the advocate for the advocates. And so, you know, we're here to support, we're here to train, we're here to help organize, we're here to be in community and solidarity with. And so, so we provide, some of the work we do is we provide 40-hour sexual assault advocacy trainings that are culturally specific. So we've developed our own curriculum, because one thing we noticed years ago was that, you know, there's a 40-hour or a, you know, there's a certain number of hours that sexual assault advocates have to go through to get, they have privileged communication, much like an attorney would have. And so they have to go through this required training. But it was actually optional to learn anything about Native people. And so we created our own because, you know, our people want to hear about the experiences of our people. And so we have a 40-hour sexual assault advocacy curriculum. So we do a lot of that. We do a lot of organizing in community. We've done community forums. We've done some extensive work with our youth. So for 13 years, we held a Native girls retreat every summer to really build up the leadership of our youth. And we've also done two Native boys retreats. And then nationally, you know, I said we just finished our national sex trafficking in Indian Country in Alaska conference. And that may be an annual conference that we'll be doing. And we provide training and can go on site and provide technical assistance and help people to establish and build and support their programs to serve victims.
I was at a ceremony this summer that you were at by the Mississippi River. Do you remember what that was?
I'm trying to remember.
They were in a park, and we were. It was about the student that started at the University of Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because there's a groundbreaking of a memorial.
A survivor's memorial.
Yes.
So it was started by a woman who was sexually assaulted and who started Break the Silence, which is about lifting up other survivors' voices who've experienced sexual violence. And she raised the money to get a survivor's memorial. And so they broke ground on that. And how amazing to have something here like that. I think that's the first of it that I know of a survivor's memorial like
and,
that.
And the support too. There was a lot of politicians out there groundbreaking. Absolutely. And there was a good 300 people there too. And I was happy because I wasn't working to be able to make it out there. And it was a beautiful thing. And I think as we know, as the truth opens up over the years from, you know, whether it's Catholic priests or whatever is mm-hmm. happening, is that there's things going on out there that need to be talked about.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't talk about it because it's shame. And they don't talk about it. And they don't think that they're going to get any validation. And it's their fault that that happened to them. So it's wonderful that you're helping people to realize that they can feel safe and talk about this.
Yeah. And I think additionally, besides lifting up survivors' voices, which is critical to really moving this work forward, I think it's also important to make sure that we have a space to talk about perpetrators of violence and that and what does it look like to hold perpetrators accountable? And what is community accountability? So when we look at our communities and really the importance of our communities working together, and particularly within tribal communities, how critical that is and historically how important that was. And so what does community accountability look like? What does accountability look like to everyone, not just that individual?
That's interesting that you bring that up, because I think one of the things in the last year that really has kind of opened my eyes is Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. I've never thought, and I heard a couple survivors that were on the ships, and I never put two and two together until I heard that survivor talk about what happened to her mm-hmm. and what almost happened to her.
Right.
And right. Could you elaborate on that? Because that's a powerful, powerful story.
Yeah. I mean, I think for a number of years, many of us have heard about the quote unquote parties that have happened on the ships in Duluth. Right. And so, and that's one of the reasons why years ago we did research on trafficking of Native women, because we were hearing anecdotal stories about Native women that were being used on the ship and even Native girls. In fact, one year, very early on in our organizing, there was, I think they were finding girls as young as like 12 and 13 hiding on those boats. Native girls that they were using for prostitution and trafficking, and some who were taken and they never seen or heard from again. And so that connection again to, you know, missing and murdered. And also, you know, when we talk about trafficking of our relatives, I think it's important to point out, you know, one of the things that we're working on this year is doing research with our Two-Spirit relatives who've been used in prostitution and trafficking, because those are some of the stories and some of the voices that we haven't heard from very much.
Well, I know we talk a lot about colonization amongst ourselves, and it means a lot of different things. But I think one of the things that I would like you to talk about a little bit is how colonization's really affected us for 500 years as not property or as not people.
Right. Right. And the impact of colonization is exactly why we are where we are. Right. And so when I think about, you know, the stories of the women that we talked to for with our trafficking research, one of the things we heard of multiple times was the impact of boarding schools and how many of their relatives had been taken, forcibly removed from their homes and put in boarding schools. And we don't have boarding schools anymore, but we have the highest rates of out-of-home placement of our kids. And so they're still taking our kids away, and they're still putting them in homes where oftentimes they're not safe. And so we know, you know, many of the women that we talked to had been in multiple foster homes and had been abused in some way in those foster homes and ended up running and then being exploited on the streets.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things too, just to back up a little bit about the boats, you know, the story kind of went, and I only got a minute in this segment left, but the story kind of went, hey, there was a party, we went to the ship, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden we woke up and the boat was leaving.
Right.
And the boat was leaving, and at times they would say, we're going to throw you over the boat.
Right.
I mean, those two things are like, wow. I mean, I could picture that in the 70s, a party and going to a party at the boat and thinking it's a party.
Right. And you're thinking it's the 70s, but it's happening now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that whole little story just blew my mind of like, I never even went that far. It's like, hey, yeah, you know, we're with my friends. I never saw my friend again. You know, she was on the ship. And also that these ships come from all over the world.
They do.
You know, and they come from all over the world. And so with that colonist kind of mentality, I can see them throwing over people that they don't think as humans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we should come back and talk a little bit more about that and a little bit more about the Murdered Missing Indigenous Peoples March that's happening in this Friday on February 14th. You're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950. I'm here with Wendy Pilot and Nicole Matthews. We'll be right back.
Nick's Bar at the Nicollet Island Inn is proud to announce a delicious addition. You can now combine their famous tenderloin burger and fries with the renowned Blanton's, the original single-barrel Kentucky Straight bourbon whiskey for only $25. But the Burgers and Blanton's experience is only for the month of February, so gather your friends and stop in at the historic, warm and comfortable Nick's Bar at the Nicollet Island Inn to enjoy Burgers and Blanton's for only $25 during February. More at NicoletIslandInn.com.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of EatLocalMinnesota.com. More than just a website, EatLocalMinnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. The award-winning Hazel's Northeast combines the feel of a small-town diner with the vibrant nature of its Northeast Minneapolis neighborhood. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, weekend brunch, or dinner, their classically inspired and creatively prepared American comfort food is always made from scratch. Hazel's Northeast at 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. EatLocalMinnesota.com. The dedicated staff at Nightingale Restaurant take pride in presenting a thoughtful and delicious approach to food and drink, whether you're visiting for dinner, happy hour, or brunch. Their focus on made-from-scratch meals using sustainable and local ingredients is likely to make Nightingale your go-to spot for inspired food and drinks. Nightingale, Lindale and 26th in Minneapolis.
Located just south of downtown Minneapolis, the Blaisdell is the perfect venue for your next event. The Blaisdell is a fresh, modern, newly remodeled historic mansion with spaces that can accommodate groups of 25 to 700. While perfect for weddings, the Blaisdell also includes rooms with high-tech audio and video equipment for your company's next gathering. So whether it's a dream wedding or impressing colleagues and clients, choose the Blaisdell as your next event venue. Select dates are still available. More at theblaisdell.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming! The British are coming! Hey, you there! I'm Paul Revere! The British are coming! Where is everyone?
Ben Franklin dispatched an evacuation warning on Facebook. Didn't you get it?
Hi, I'm Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If your marketing is behind the times, contact us today online at socialmediamn.com or at 763-244-4058. We can help your business message get dispatched and selected on social media and Google search. We offer uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all sizes. SocialMediaMN.com or 763-244-4058.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, expect temperatures to go very low, with a low around negative 10, and wind chill values as low as negative 28. Tomorrow, expect it to be sunny and cold, with a high near 2, and wind chill values as low as negative 28. Friday will be sunny, with a high of 17, and a low around 14. Come join Tom Hartman and fellow listeners the night before the Blue State Ball, February 22nd. Chat with Tom about all the political issues going on today while enjoying a delightful dinner. Purchase your tickets today. Tickets are only available by calling AM 950. Call 952-946-8885.
Hey, welcome to Pilot Progressive Party here. And Wendy, do you still like the bumper music?
I do like the bumper music. I like Pink, and I picked this music from the beginning. But we could, pick other songs that have, like, a party theme to it.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that we we didn't know what name we were going to have. And I guess
Pilots Progressive Party was just kind of a joke, really. And we just kind of had to think of a name really quick. And that's what you came up with. And hey, we asked for other people to kind of chime in and think.
There was a couple
give us
that,
a couple of ideas, but
there was
know.
A couple we didn't like. And then yeah. there was one that was called Wendy Pilot Show. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Well,
easy. All right, cool. Hey, so just a little levity there, because this is a really heavy show, and we're here with Nicole Matthews, Executive Director of the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. And, you know, we were just talking a little bit about the organization and all the things it does. When you go on these trips, and again, we're Facebook friends, so I see your pictures and things like that, and some of the ceremonial stuff you do, like giving out blankets and things, that's got to be heavy. You got to come back and decompress for a couple weeks after a week of training.
It is heavy, particularly when we've gone to do our 40-hour sexual assault advocacy trainings. And also, you know, we had the, during the sex trafficking conference, and, you know, I think like self-care is so critical when you're doing this work, and to be able to sustain yourself, right? And self-care is more than a bubble bath or getting your nails done. Self-care is everything from drinking enough water to taking some breaths to using our medicines and our prayer and our ceremonies, and also to laughter and dance and fun and joy and spending time with people that you love. It's all of those things.
Well, I know a couple of people that work with you, like Guadalupe. She's funny and got a great dry sense of humor, so she must be just great to have along on these trips. And also, she's a very serious, smart person. So I'm really just always impressed with what you guys do. And
thank you.
And I have it written down here, Wendy, so I can say the name correctly, because I've been known to have problems with the names. But one of the things, let's go back to, I want to bounce back and forth for the people that are getting out of their cars and coming back in and listening. And one of the things is what's happening this Friday, Valentine's Day, during the day, Missing Murder Indigenous Peoples March in Minneapolis American Indian Center. And it's at from 11 to 2, mm-hmm. fifth or sixth annual,
yes.
right? And, yeah. I thought I read FIP somewhere, but that might have been last year too, so I don't know. But you know how the internet works. But so we're excited. We have. I just want to give a shout out to I know there's a lot of other groups, but I'm proud to see that Ho-Chunk Nation, which I'm an enrolled member of, is supporting this.
Yes.
And the more the merrier, because we have a lot of people in the Twin Cities that are Ho-Chunk and Winnebago. So it's
Absolutely.
Awesome. Maybe
we're very grateful to Ho-Chunk for giving a very generous donation this year that really helped to make this successful.
Well, and it takes a lot. You know I have a murdered and missing indigenous silkscreen behind you there.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have headbands this year. And it's important that we're in solidarity, that people can take something and look at this when they need to look at something that you give them. It's important to feed people as Native Americans. That's really important. I always have to sit up straight when I talk about eating, but you know, we have all my relations, Art, and I know there's more, but there's individuals at the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, Nadke, who's always involved, which was always great to see and hear. And then we have opening blessings at 11, and it's just going to be a phenomenal day.
And we have an art event tomorrow as well at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center from, I think it's 3 until 7.
Mm-hmm.
And where we will be doing, actually, we are doing those same red bandanas, and we're going to have over 2,000 of them this year. And so we'll be doing some screen printing. So we'll have the red bandanas that we're going to make up. And also, if you have your own shirt and want to bring your own shirt to have the screen printing done, by all means, bring a shirt, bring a sweatshirt. I learned the hard way that apparently you're supposed to bring it home and throw it in the dryer for like a half an hour on high heat. Otherwise, you can just do what I do and just wash it and then you know, do it again the next year. Screen yeah. print it again the next year. Well, with the new
I
message.
Think we just learned something because we
learned something because we. Okay. Well, we have now a new screen printing thing that we have for our own stuff that we want to do. And we would have just screen printed and washed
and
would have done, right. done them over. So
yeah. we have screen our,
print. It would have been like Groundhog's Day. Okay. You just keep doing the same thing over and over.
And then it dries. yeah. And then after it dries, you put it in the dryer yes. for on high heat.
Yes. For like a half an hour. Or
oh,
something.
Really? A yeah. half an hour. Wow.
Yeah, to cook okay. it in. That yes. makes sense because, right. oh, wow. So we have Resist t-shirts and Resist jean jackets and...
We have to put them all in the dryer
we
now.
We have to have a recall.
We do have to have a recall. Everybody who bought one of those, put it in the dryer now.
Right.
On high heat for 30 minutes.
We better bring that up every week.
We're going to have to give some refunds out. I have a feeling.
No, but that's cool. And, you know, seeing this group of people, over 1,000 people marching with red everywhere, red regalia, red skirts,
ribbon
everywhere,
skirts.
Ribbon skirts. Mm-hmm. You know, a person I work with, she just made one and it was really interesting because I didn't know this because I don't wear a ribbon skirt, but she had 5 ribbons on there and they all represented the women in her family.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's heavy. Is that the way it goes? But no, that's something that she was doing.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I have a beautiful ribbon skirt too.
Who gave that to you?
Linda Thompson.
Yeah. yeah.
And she made it special for me. And one of the ribbons that are on the skirt has wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves
awesome.
All around. It's just beautiful. And it's blue.
Yeah.
And she made me another one that's red that also has other ribbons.
And there's a different significance
yeah.
to that one,
yep.
too, that
mm-hmm.
we won't get into.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And she made one for you. You were telling me earlier, too, that was kind
yeah.
of... a mind blower for
yeah
you.
She made one for my birthday and it was purple and had teal and she said she had ordered this ribbon quite some time ago and it had hummingbirds on it and she didn't know, but my mom's Indian name was Nenukasi and my mom passed away in 2014, so to have that ribbon with the hummingbirds on it was really special to me.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Very nice.
I know.
Nice.
There are no coincidences.
No
there
are
none.
You
absolutely
know.
Not
I know. I'm kind of just stunned here when I hear things like that because I'm regressing here. Sorry. But, you know, when you connect the dots backwards and find out how I got here, just all these little things that, you know, you could have took a left turn or instead of a right turn. And here I am, you know, I think where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
I think you would know it if you weren't. I think you would feel it that you weren't in the right place or weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, don't ever leave me, Wendy. She's laughing because she says that to me all the time.
This is a joke of ours because every night, you know, kiss goodnight. Okay, I love you. And then I say to Robert every single night, don't ever leave me.
I say, I love you more. But so one of the things, too, I think... just having this group of people this is something we should do more than once a year, don't you think?
I for sure think that, which is why we're also, you know, talking about what do we do on May 5th, which is the National Day, and how do we connect with people who are organizing around the country on May 5th, because that's another day for us to make our voices heard and have some visibility.
Well, it's also interesting too, because I have, people that are on our other show that are water protectors, and they're having one up in Bemidji.
They're
having one in Duluth too.
Yes.
And so they're not coming down for this one because they're having their own march.
Wow. Yeah. For the women.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
On the same day and the same time.
That's fantastic.
So do you know of any other places too, or are there just too
There's
many to mention?
There's one in Cass Lake. And Esther Humphrey is starting, she starts at like midnight and she walks, I think Christine told me, it's a total of like 62 miles.
What?
Yeah, so if you are in that area, like connect with Esther Humphrey and she would be happy to have people join her. Last year, it was literally just a handful of people that were with her. So people are organizing around the state on Friday.
But your first one, there was only a few hundred too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, now I can't wait to see how many people come. And again, the women from Chicago and all over, I think people are just waking up, and Native people too, especially mm-hmm. are finding out that this is a good thing to support and let the children and the elders lead the way.
Yeah, maybe some of our listening audience would be interested and get excited about this and join you guys.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Right. And again, if they miss this, you don't have to be Native American.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to be Native American. We welcome everybody. This is not only a Native issue, right? It's a community issue. It's a safety issue. It's a visibility issue. It's all of our issues. So we welcome everybody to join us.
Yeah. You know, I always say, I'm married to a woman. My two daughters are women, and whenever there's injustice, I speak up, and I welcome everybody to speak up, because I think that's what we need, and that's why this march is a good reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's important to have good stand-up men teaching young boys what the right and the wrong thing to do as far as women are concerned.
Absolutely.
That's huge. That's huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. And there are some really good ones, and there's some pretenders too. So it's our job to out them too, because, you know.
And also for our Two-Spirit youth and our Two-Spirit community members, you know, that we always remember it's not just about male and female either, that we have to look at, you know, gender a little more fluid and look at everyone in our community. And we know that particularly our Two-Spirit and our trans relatives suffer incredible violence and are impacted by this issue at much greater rates than some of our other communities are. So,
and you know that, Wendy, you see that all the time.
I do. But before colonization, the Two-Spirit people were held at high regard because they had both male and female characteristics, and the tribes loved them and they were well respected. It was only after colonization that a stigma was put on them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well they went and murdered the medicine men and the Two-Spirits first. Spirit. Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's really something.
Yeah.
Yeah. There just has to be more tolerance.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Well, you know, let's talk a little bit more here. You know, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party. And I'm here with Wendy Pilot and Nicole Matthews, and she's executive director of Minnesota's Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. And we're talking about Friday's march. We'll be right back after this short break.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get a head start on this year's Blue State Ball by having dinner with me, Tom Harbin, on Saturday, February 22nd at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. It's your chance to chat with me about all the big political issues in a small, intimate setting. Crooner's is located just north of Minneapolis off Moore Lake and Highway 65 and has plenty of free parking. Tickets are $200 and include a delicious dinner at Crooner's, drinks, and a signed copy of my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back. Tickets are very limited for this event, so guarantee your spot now by calling 952-946-8885. Don't miss out on your chance to have dinner with me the night before the Blue State Ball at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Those tickets will go fast, so reserve now at 952-946-8885. More details at am950radio.com. I look forward to seeing you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Minnesota is the home of heroes. Dock and Lift in Spring Park recognizes all of our local military members. A world of thanks to those who serve and their families for securing peace and prosperity for our country. Freedom rings because of your great sacrifice. Brave hearts who continue to lay down their own lives to protect and defend ours. At Dock and Lift in Spring Park, we love our freedom, so we support our troops. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service. I can go for miles if you know what I
mean. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Hey, welcome to Pilot Progressive Party here at AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And Wendy's teasing the dog right now. So,
I know. And if you watch on Facebook Live, you could see.
The poor dog wants to pretend bites you.
It's okay.
Oh, geez. All right, cool. Hey, so we're here with Nicole Matthews, Executive Director of Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. And we've been talking about your organization and kind of the plight. And is it wrong for me to say that Friday is a celebration? Because I feel like it's a celebration, too.
I mean, I think it is, right? It's a fun event. We have a lot of, and when I say fun, it almost feels weird to say it because of the topic, but right. But it is a day to, I don't know if celebrate is the right word or if it's really about like, let's just be visible in the streets. Let's remind people that we are still here. You know, one of the women that we interviewed for our trafficking research said a sex buyer told her, "I thought we killed all of you."
Yeah.
So let's remind them they didn't kill all of us. Right. And in fact, we're taking to the streets and we're going to make sure that we're visible and we're going to make sure that people know that we're out here and that we're still looking for our relatives who are not here.
Right.
And it's a day to lift their voices up.
Right. And then with social media and seeing these, I'm on a couple groups that, you know, across the country, if somebody's missing, they're going to pop it up there. And a lot of times they're found, but other times it goes years and people are still, one of the things that reminded me of when 9/11 happened and people were looking for their survivors and there was no survivors and they had pictures of their family. Mm-hmm. There was quite a bit of that at the rally last year, and that's heart-wrenching too. Mm. I think part of this celebration for me is to see people in common good, and that gives me a good feeling when I see friends and relatives that maybe I haven't seen in a year or haven't seen in a while, or even the ones that I've seen, I'm going to see all my students, and that's going to be great. And they're really getting into it, and there a couple of them were talking about younger women were talking about putting the handprint on their face, and I'm going right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they see that. They see a woman who was in high school that was a track star do that, and because for a murdering missing Indigenous people. So that's why it's really hard for me. Is this, it seems like a celebration because it makes me feel good, but also in the same sense, you see people missing.
That's right. And it is a time to celebrate our successes, right? Because it's important, even when we have small successes, it's important that we celebrate them, because otherwise we forget, right? And this work is hard, and making change is hard, and doing this every day is challenging. So it's important to celebrate our successes. And you know what? We have a Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women's Task Force, and we're one of the few in the nation that has that. So yeah, we should celebrate that.
And I'd like to thank all the people that spoke. And I know I was at a couple of the things at the Capitol and outside that you spoke. Yes. Mary Kunish Podine spoke.
Mm-hmm. Mary Kunish Podine, didn't she pass the bill for murdered and missing Indigenous women
in the House?
The House, yeah. So.
She introduced it. Yep. And but I like the people like Grandma Mary. Mm-hmm. I mean, powerful things that come out of her mouth and from her heart. I mean, that was great. And it was bipartisan, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we were really lucky. And, you know, the first year that she did it, it got captured up in that big omnibus bill and kind of died a slow and quiet death. And this last year it was taken out of that. We really worked hard and we got it passed. And so, yeah, the task force is up and running and we've been meeting and talking and it's been amazing.
Well, I think too, for me, we have someone that looks like us, that's a lieutenant governor and deals our things. And I think she helps push things on the sly. And so it's really exciting to have not only Mary, but and then Becker Finn.
Yes.
You know, the people that are native heritage that support what's going on and know what's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, Peggy Flanagan, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan says this all the time, but representation really does matter. And to see our community, to see our relatives who are reflected in those, you know, high offices and in the legislature, that matters. And it matters that our voices are there.
I tell her that every time I see her, especially with the group of people. She was, you know, low-key at the opening parade of the school year. And I said, I'm so thankful because kids here get to see somebody that looks like them doing what you're doing. And no, you don't have to do anything other than that. But she does a lot.
She does a lot. She does a lot. My oldest daughter was in school when Peggy Flanagan was on the school board in Minneapolis. And she was an advocate for us then. That's how I met her. And so for my daughter now to see her as a lieutenant governor is super exciting for her to see the potential.
Right. And we need that. You know, my other show, we end the show with saying you need to
resist, divest, join a group and run for office.
You've heard that a few times, but I think that's important. And even the Mark Charles that's running for president, that's important to see. You know, at first I was kind of going, is this because this is in Iowa?
He's an awesome speaker, by the way.
Yeah, and he's very knowledgeable and smart. Mm-hmm. And again, after thinking clearly, it's like our kids get to see somebody that looks like them running for president. And when I was a junior in high school, that's when the law for us to be able to do our own religion passed in 1978. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's not long ago.
It's not long ago.
Grandma, you know, just go back the generations, connect the dots of the last four generations for the seventh generation. There's a lot of stuff that's happened to us that's coming on the rebound, I think.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I'd like to say that, too, because there was two generations that were totally lost with their language and the way. And I think the youth are really kicking it in.
They are. Our youth are doing amazing things. Very proud of them.
And there's opportunity, like people like Mary Kunush-Podine, Becker Fenn, and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan has opened up the doors for us in many ways, I think, along with you. And I really appreciate you being on. I think we should talk just a little bit before we end the show. Let's just talk a little bit again about the special event that's happening Friday.
Yes, Friday, please join us. Starting at 11 a.m., we have our speakers and we have an amazing lineup, including Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and Governor Waltz. And we have Ruth Buffalo, who's coming. We have the Public Safety Commissioner Harrington. So we have an amazing lineup of speakers. And at noon, we will be led by our youth, as we should be, as we march in the streets. Please wear red. Everyone is welcome to join us. You do not need to be native to join us. So please come and join us on Friday at noon at the Minneapolis American Indian Center.
Wow. Yeah, that's it right there. Peeni Gigi for being on and supporting us and supporting the community the way you do.
Yeah, Miigwech.
Hey, there's another show, Wendy. What do you think?
Another one under the belt. Good job, Robert.
All right. One in a row. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots. Oh, wrong show. You're listening to Pilots Progressive. What's the name of the show?
Pilots Progressive Party on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.